Good Monday. Today is April the 14th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, last week, the Ohio House of Representatives finalized their budget. We're going to go over some of the details, in particular, a lot of things having to do with agriculture. We'll be back with that and all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Tuesday morning talking about the House-passed state budget that happened late last week. The House passed the state operating budget. This was back on Wednesday with a 60-39 vote. Now, there were five Republicans that joined Democrats in opposition, but the House's version of the budget is $91.5 billion in mostly state general revenue fund appropriations and $202.7 billion in all funds over the biennium. That's a two-year budget. The last biennium budget was enacted, provided $86.1 billion in these general revenue funds and $190.7 in funds with all the spending. Now, a lot of impacts as it applies to agriculture changes. The first one of those for H2 Ohio, as the House decreased H2 Ohio funding for the Ohio Department of Ag from the governor's proposed $60,607,500 for fiscal year 26 and $60,662,000 for fiscal year 27. That now to $33.7 million for each year, respectively. Decreases to H2 Ohio were also made for the EPA and the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, also dealing with pesticides. Some changes. Ohio has delegation authority to implement and enforce FIFRA, that's the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, through the Ohio Department of Agriculture. And with that, among some of the most substantial changes we see in the federal rules was a definition of what they call the use to include pre-application activities involving mixing and loading the pesticides and other activities included but not limited to the transporting or storage of pesticide containers that have been opened, and cleaning equipment and disposing of excess pesticide spray mix equipment, wash waters, pesticide containers, and other pesticide-containing materials. The Ohio Department of Ag's compliance plan to conform with the federal rule change was approved by the U.S. EPA Region 5 back in 2023, but this new definition of the use for restricted-use pesticides is among some other changes to Ohio's pesticide laws. Now, originally, it was part of the governor's introduced budget, but the needed language for Ohio's pesticide law was stripped from that budget when the House Finance Committee adopted a substitute budget bill, and then an amendment restoring the language was adopted by the committee several days later. And so again, it's part of the budget that has been passed by the House and is now being deliberated by the Ohio Senate. The pesticide registration and inspection fee for ODA was also increased in the budget, that from $150 to $250. The ODA has stated that this fee increase is still comparable, if not lower, than some of the surrounding states. And finally, when it comes to hemp, the 2018 Farm Bill legalized hemp for cultivation and processing, allowing states to create their own programs or defaulting to USDA administration of hemp licensure. In 2019, the Ohio General Assembly passed a bill signed by Governor DeWine into law that established the license for hemp cultivation and processing in the ODA. From that time, our state has seen a dramatic decrease in the number of farms who are cultivating hemp, and as a result, the budget bill has granted the ODA director discretion to transfer the monitoring and regulation of hemp cultivation back to the USDA while retaining the license for hemp processing. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Farmers interested in enrolling in either ARC or PLC, that's the Agricultural Risk Coverage Program, or the Price Loss Coverage, have until tomorrow to get with the USDA to do so. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
A reminder to producers, April 15th is the enrollment and election deadline for coverage this year under USDA's flagship Farm Safety Net programs, Agricultural Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage.
ARC and PLC are basically there to help farmers and protect them against financial drops in their commodity prices. And we know we have volatility in those commodities now.
Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam reminds producers of the types of coverage they can select.
You can select through ARC County or PLC, which provides crop-by-crop protection. There's another selection called ARC Individual, which protects the entire farm. So ARC County is a county-level protection, PLC provides crop-by-crop protection, and ARC Individual protects your entire farm.
Also, a reminder of how ARC and PLC sign-up work, producers must enroll acreage annually. Some have multi-year contracts, but can elect each year which type of coverage they will have.
You have the ability to change what you had for the 24 production year for 25 if you choose.
Even if producers elect to keep the same coverage as the prior year, Administrator Beam says they will still need to visit their local FSA office to enroll. And to assist in decision making.
There are lots of tools out there. Various land grant universities have tools. There's some industry tools out there.
Producers can also enroll for ARC or PLC online.
So you can visit fsa.usda.gov.
The FSA website and local offices also have information available, such as eligible commodities covered, online decision tools, and how enrollment in either ARC or PLC might impact eligibility for crop insurance products, such as supplemental coverage option or stacks for cotton growers. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.